When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, guys, and welcome to a new episode of Couch Talks on Unitherapy Podcast. My name is Kat. I am the host. And if you are new, Couch Talks is the special bonus episode that comes out every single Wednesday where I answer questions that you guys send to Catherine@unitherapypodcast.com. And quick reminder before we get into this episode that although I'm a therapist, I'm answering your questions, this podcast does not serve as a replacement or substitute for any actual mental health services. But we always hope that these episodes can help you. So on Couch Talks, I usually answer one question a week. I always keep it anonymous, and we're going to go with that trend today. So I think we're going to jump right into it. I really love the question that I got because it was interesting, and it actually brought up a fun little debate that I had with my friends about the subject. So I think a lot of people, whether or not you're in this specific scenario, you might have your own thoughts on it. I'm really curious what your thoughts would be as well. I'm going to try to stay as unbiased as I can, but I do have some personal thoughts I'm going to throw in here as well. So I'm going to read the question and then we'll talk about it. Hi, Kat. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 2 years and we have been having conversations about getting engaged recently. We both know that's what we want. It's just a matter of when at this point. I'm actually not worried about the timing of our engagement. I'm not in a rush at all. I am worried about the engagement ring. Is that bad? I make a lot more money than my boyfriend does, which doesn't bother me at all, but I know he can't afford the ring that I want and I can't afford it. So doesn't it make sense for me to help? I know it's not traditional, but if we get married, then in my head, I'm thinking, what's the difference what bank account the money comes from? So I'm wondering if you can give me some tips on how to bring the subject up to offer to help pay for the ring, or can you tell me if I'm being crazy? Should I just let him get me whatever ring he can afford? I hope the answer's no. I love the end of that. I hope the answer's no, mostly because it's funny. And also I was wondering something as I was reading that kind of gave me the answer to. So I have so many things to say and I'm going to do my best to approach this in an unbiased way. Although at the same time, I'm going to throw in some of my own personal thoughts. You can take them or leave them. I don't know if you're asking a lot of people this question, if you're talking to your girlfriends about this. I do know sometimes when we're feeling uncomfortable at something, we continue to ask the same question over and over to different people. Oftentimes we're doing that because we are waiting to hear a certain answer. We are wanting some validation. And as I was reading this, I was wondering, are you just looking for me to give you permission to do what you want? Which you're an adult, so you actually don't need my permission to do anything. That's a privilege of being an adult. However, as adults, we do have to sit with the consequences of the decisions we make. And so one thing I would encourage you to do is to look at what would be the potential consequences of me paying for this ring, offering to pay for this ring, or chipping in to pay for this ring. I don't know what those consequences would be for you because you're in your own unique situation, but that is something I would think about. And does having the specific ring outweigh what some of those consequences would be? That's up to you to decide. And your answer is allowed to be different than what somebody else's answer is, and that's okay. My first question, though, I thought is, are you sure he can afford it? Because sure, you might make a lot more money than him, but that doesn't mean that you have more money than him. And also, I guess I'm wondering, like, well, how much is this ring? Are you asking him to spend $50,000 on your engagement ring? If so, okay, go for it. But I just don't know if you're jumping to conclusions about what he could afford and if he has money somewhere specifically for this. I'm not sure. Now, if that question is, yeah, he can't afford it and I know that, have you talked to him about if it is important for him to pick out your ring, to have a part in the ring, to pay for the ring? Like, is that important to him? And why is that important to him? It might not be, and it might be. I know when I got engaged last March, it was very important to my husband to pick out the ring and have a part in doing that. And it actually wasn't super important to me to have a specific ring. There were a couple things that I knew I didn't want, so I let him know that, but he did it on his own. I didn't have really thoughts on how big I wanted it to be, or really even like, I was like, it could be gold, it could be silver, I don't really care. So I think that is a little different in my situation, where I didn't really care and he did care about picking it out, where your partner might care, he might not care. And so if he doesn't care, sure, offer, have a conversation about what that might look like. You can do that in different ways. If you guys are combining bank accounts, you can have a joint bank account where you put money in before you even get married. And maybe you can set a budget for how much you want to chip in, which is like, sounds weird saying, but how much you want to add to that. But I also think it is important for me to say, I've just been noticing, I don't know if it's because I've just been in the wedding culture lately, that the engagement ring culture has become a thing. It's like weird that I even like that there's a culture for that, but it's just become a thing. And it seems like as something has been able to be monetized more and more and more, the stakes are higher and there's this pressure to have a specific looking ring, a size diamond, a type of diamond, when really this is something that is supposed to symbolize a promise. It's supposed to symbolize a commitment. And it seems like we're getting really into the nuance of like what the ring looks like, and makes me think of Selling Sunset. It's like my favorite trash TV show, which is so interesting because it's so bad and so fake. But I remember when one of the girls, I forget her name, Mary, got engaged and she made a lot more money than her partner. But I'm pretty sure her partner wanted to buy the ring. I'm not sure. Anyway, he got her a moissanite ring and it was pretty big. And I thought it was interesting. Not that I care what kind of stone, because if you, that's the stone you like go for it. You don't have to get a white diamond ring. You can get any kind of ring you want for an engagement ring. But I thought it was interesting that she got this huge moissanite diamond or stone, but those aren't like free. Like those still, it probably was still in the thousands of dollars. I don't know. And so I just thought it was interesting of you wanted this huge status of this stone versus, could you have gotten a smaller diamond and gotten a diamond, or what does it even matter? Like, is that what you wanted? Or did you, it just seems like engagement rings have become less about the promise and the symbol and more about like a symbol of status. That's what I'm getting at. And I'm not saying this is what you're doing, because for all I know, you could be wanting a pretty relatively inexpensive ring and maybe you even want a moissanite. I don't know. I have no idea what your financial situation is. I'm just throwing this out there that I've just heard a lot of this talk and I've seen a lot of this talk, and I just don't know what would be different if you really sat down and thought about, okay, well, why do I want this specific ring? What about this ring is really important to me? Or what about getting engaged is important to me? Is it important for my partner to offer this to me and to gift this to me? Do I want a more progressive experience where maybe I'm buying it myself or I'm even proposing to him? Like, I don't know. That's where I say there's not a right and wrong, because you don't have to do the traditional thing. I just want us to be empowered by our decisions and know where these decisions are coming from. I also had the thought that if they're not able to give you the ring you want because of finances, but your partner really does want to give you the ring, if he wants it to come from him in that way, for whatever reason, and you do want, let's say you do want a really fancy, special piece of jewelry, can't you just buy something like that for yourself? Whether that's another ring or a pair of earrings or a necklace or something like that. Like if you do just want a really nice piece of jewelry, what if you just bought something on your own and then then you got two pieces of jewelry. You got the engagement ring and the other thing. I don't know. I'm just throwing thoughts out of like, if it's about the status of the jewelry, then, you know, that could be anything versus like, it's the engagement ring and what that means. I've seen a lot of stuff. Social media is tough. And I feel like the size of our engagement rings is saying something that it doesn't need to be saying. I'm really curious what you guys are thinking and what your thoughts are. Not because I think that there's a right or wrong that we need to get at. I just think that there's so many ways to approach this and there isn't a right or wrong. And so I'm just interested in how this feels to other people and what pressures people feel and what frustrations people have. And I mean, maybe it is a form of empowerment to be able to buy your own ring and pick it out. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's kind of cool of saying like, hey, I know we're getting engaged. Typically the man, and if we're in a heterosexual relationship, the man buys the ring and he gives it to me. But you know what? I want to take some control of that. And I want our relationship to be more balanced in whether that's finances or certain roles. So I don't think if that's the case, there's anything wrong. I just heard in some of the verbiage you used, it was about the expense of the ring. That was the main concern. So lots of things to think about, things to consider. If you guys have thoughts, send them to me. And I'm curious, even your thoughts, the person that wrote in, what this was like for you to hear, if you can answer some of the questions that I even asked, and maybe we can continue this conversation in another episode. This goes with a lot of the things that I feel like I've been talking about on here lately or in the past couple of years, where I am becoming very skeptical of the motives behind a lot of what we are interested in, not because there's something wrong with us, but because how our society works, we are kind of brainwashed in a sense, manipulated into wanting certain things silently or like unconsciously, really, not silently. And so we have these ideas of things that we want, but then do we really want those? We have these things that are important to us, but are those really important to you? And I really just like offering space to give that power back to ourselves. So totally fine to do whatever it is that you want to do. I just want you to know where this desire is coming from and why something is important to you. Where does that come from? So when it comes to tips on how to bring the subject up, I don't know if I have specific tips other than allowing you to sit down with your partner and talk about what your expectations are for your future and, you know, how you do divvy up certain responsibilities. If you do want things to be more progressive in certain areas or more traditional in certain areas, if you do want to shake up some of these gender roles that we've just taken on, and if you do want to offer, maybe that's a gift you give him, right? Like, I do think it's weird. Like, we get this ring to wear, this gift, this symbol, but like, well, dang it, the guy doesn't get anything. So maybe what you give is help picking this out or help paying for this thing. Maybe that takes stress off of him. Maybe that is helpful. That can all be true. So I just think being honest and being curious about what this is like for him versus assuming things and really sharing what's important to you is the best way to go. And, you know, relationships are a lot of compromise. So you might have to meet in the middle somewhere. And I think that's okay. That can feel really good to do that. So I hope this was helpful in some way. And I hope you guys are having the day you need to have. I hope you get the engagement ring you need to get. And I will be back with you guys on Monday for another episode of You Need Therapy. If you'd like to follow me, you can follow me at kat.defada or at You Need Therapy Podcast. Thanks, guys.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.